issue took a little bit beyond the consumer. Okay, Vayikra, Perek Kafei, Pasuk Aleph. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai le'mor, daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amart aleihem, ki savo el ha'aretz asher ani nosein lachem v'shavsa ha'aretz shabbas l'ashem. Sheish shanim tizra asadecha, sheish shanim tizmor karmecha v'yosavtas tuasa, u'bashana hashviz shabbas shabbason yeh la'aretz shabbas l'adonoi, sadcha lo tizra v'chamrcha lo tizmor. E sefiach kitzircha lo siktzor, v'yesin v'ne zirecha lo sivtzor, Shnas Shabbason Yiyelo Aretz. V'chulei. I didn't read the whole parasha. But what we have over here is a very, very special halacha that even though maybe Hammurabi could have written a code without HaKadosh Baruch Hu necessarily giving him the intelligence of Halacha Moshe Misinai, but this is a mitzvah that can only come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we're dealing with a mitzvah which is really to a certain degree, the source of emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adon Olam, and to teach us that He's Adon Olam, we have Afkasa Demalka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expropriates the land once every 7 years. It's a mitzvah which requires tremendous amount of bitachon in order to be able to fulfill Yibore Koach Osei Ritzono. That's how the Chazal viewed the people who keep Shemitah and just look at their land from afar without doing any hishtadlus, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. And also it teaches us Midas HaVatronos. All of this is in the Sefer Achinuch, that when we give, we're not giving anything, we're not sharing ours, we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're simply shlichim, even though that which we think is ours is really, really not ours. And then of course that Shemitah should affect our consciousness all 7 years of the cycle. And it's such a powerful lesson that it's a lesson that it's a booster shot that keeps us going for another 6 years, in terms of even when we're not in Shemitah, to view everything as a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of life is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore our task is to be Ovdei Hashem. And therefore, in this respect, Rav Shech, there was a Yom Iyun in New York on Shemitah, and someone quoted Rav Soloveitchik as having pointed out that just as one has a different Yom Kippur if one prepares for Yom Kippur, one has a different Pesach if one goes over the halachas of Pesach in advance, who had in terms of Shemitah, it's a different dimension of the mitzvah when one has some sense of the nature of the halachos that are involved. So all of this is on the positive, and I don't know what it would. I can't really feel what it'd be like to listen to a shiur on Shemitah in New York, where really the ramifications are opening one's pockets to support the farmers in Eretz Yisrael, to support the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, not to eat Jaffa oranges, v'chulei. But but in Eretz Yisrael, this is something which is very, very real, which is going to be part of the day-to-day, which is going to affect anyone who cares about Shemitah. It's sort of a cycle. It certainly affects the farmers the most, but even in places where we used to be able to eat or things we used to be able to drink without thinking twice, all of a sudden, to begin to look, not only is it kosher, not only is it not chametz shavuot haPesach, not only where they mafresh trumos and maizros, and is this not orla, but also to begin to think, does this have kedusha shviyas, is it tzvichin, whereas can I eat it, in what way can I eat it, do I, v'chulei, it changes one's entire perception as a consumer in terms of food. But it's not only a positive, but, this is there are two sides of the coin. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only a perek later, in Perek Kavav, Pasuk Lamed Daled, that was Perek Kafei that we read, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu points out that Ve'eschem ezareba goyim, harikosi eschem cherev, lo aleinu hayesar tzachem shmama, oz tirtze ha'aretz eshav soseha, ko yemei hashama, va'atem ba'aretz oyvechem, oz tishbas ha'aretz, Kol yemei hashemat yishbos eisa shalosh shavsa b'shavsoseichem b'shivtechem aleha. That one of the main aveiros which brings about golus is the absence of shmita. Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Dever Bala Olam Al Peiros Shvius Golus Bala Olam Al Shmitas Haaretz. So the ramifications of ignoring shmita are also very, very powerful, particularly within Jewish history. The Tzach HaKol, we've been here as a yishuv for a period of 60 years. It's a very, very short period of time in Jewish history. But you know, if I could go back to the other flip side, we mentioned yesterday in the morning when we were learning Geras Ramban that in Orach Chaim in Siman Kuf Tes Vav, that's in Hilchos Tefillah. That's where the Mechaber points out why the bracha of Atachonin Lodas is the first of the Bakashot. In Ein Das, then where do we move? But the tour over there deals with all of the brachot. What is the reason for the whole chain of brachot? And the tour over there quotes the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara was bothered that the fact that Atachonin comes first, fine. But why is Goel Yisrael the seventh bracha of Shmone Esrei? It comes after Slicha and before Refuah. That doesn't make sense, because we have a pasuk in Tehillim, Hasoleach l'chol avonaychi, harofei l'chol tachluaychi, hagoel mishachas chayaychi. We have an order. The order is Slicha, and then Refuah, and then Geula. So why in Shmona Esrei is our order Slicha, and then Geula, and then Refuah? That's the Gemara asks. That's the Gemara's question on the Megillah, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Amar Rava, mitoch she'asidim lehigoel b'shvius, v'chein kavua b'shvius. That Shemitah is not only a year that brings about Golos. Shemitah is a year that brings about Geula. Mitoch she'asidim lehigoel b'shvius, that Anshei Knesset HaGdola changed the order of the brachos to make Goel Yisrael the seventh bracha, that every day, three times a day when we say Shemona Esrei, we should think about Shemitah. You know, this is number seven. Think about Shemitah. Shemitah and Geula are connected one with the other. Okay, so there's a lot more to say in terms of Hashkaf of Shemitah, but one should realize that this is a very, very, very central and powerful mitzvah in terms of our Hashkafas Olam, in terms of Bechlal, the overview of Jewish history. Okay, in terms of Shemitos, we know that we have Parshios in the Torah that deal with two Shemitos. We have Shemitas Karka and Shemitas Ksafim. Shemitas Karka we have in Parshas Mishpatim already, and in Bahar, the main section over here. Shemitas Ksafim we just read a few weeks ago in Parshas Re'ei. Shemitas Karka is a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. It's Gemara Kedushin, kol mitzvah shehi chovas haguf noheges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, kol mitzvah shehi chovas hakarka. And in Hegas Ela Ba'aret, Shemitas Karka is Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitas Ksafim applies even in Chutz La'aretz. Shemitas Karka enters in this Rosh Hashanah. The first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah is that Aleph Betishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shmitin V'L'Yovlos. It begins at the beginning of the seventh year, Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha, V'Hashanah HaShviyiz Shabbat Shabbat Son Yelo Aretz. In other words, it begins in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, that's when Shemitas Karka begins. Shemitas Ksafim comes in at the, according to 99% of the Rishonim, Shemitas Ksafim begins at the end of the seventh year. Miketz Sheva Shanim Taseh Shemitah V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah Shemot Kol Baal Mashe Yado. This is Sheish Shanim, and then move over into Shana Shviit. And this is Miketz Sheva Shanim Taseh Shemitah at the end of the seventh year, namely that if you'll be here next year, at this time, Yisrael Hashem will talk about Shemitas Ksafim. But it's a little early to talk about it now in terms of Prusbo, Vachule, Vachule. That's, in other words, the end of the Shemitah year is when the Ksafim, is when the loans become Batel. In terms of Shemitas Karka, we have two types of mitzvos and averos, those that deal with avodas hakarka, in other words, agricultural acts, and those that relate to the produce, those that relate to what we call kedushas peiros shviyas, the dinim of biur, hefker, la'ochlo v'lo l'skor, la'ochlo l'hefseid. I'll give a brief introduction in terms of avodas hakarka, and then, you know, what we want to talk about is basically as relates to the produce in terms of kedushas peiros, but since they're linked one with the other, one really can't just begin in the middle. We have those malachos that we read a few minutes ago that are the oraisa with malchos, if one doesn't follow that which it states. So we have zriya and zemira, lotizra, and sotcha lotizra, karmacha lotizmor, and then we have sviach kitzircha lotiktzor, inveni zirecha losivtzor. So we have zriya and zemira, and kitzira and betzira, but there is a difference between these, namely that zriya and zemira are usur altogether, kitzira and betzira are limited in scope. If you're going to eat the fruit, you're not going to eat it while it's attached to the trees. You have to take it off the trees to eat it. It says lo tiktzor, so it means lo tiktzor kederach hakotzrim, lo tiktzor kederach habotzrim. Ma'ashein kein, in terms of zriya and zmira, those are usur all together. So we have over here pears. When we're dealing with the sada, with that which grows on a yearly basis, there we have an iser of zriya and the limitation on kitzira. When we're dealing with the kerem, that which is, you know, like an elon, the trees that are there from year to year, there we have the iser, total iser of zemira and of pruning, and the limitation on betzira in terms of the gathering. So those are what are mentioned in the Torah. Now, we have also those malchus that are certainly d'oraisa, according to most Rishonim, but without malchus, charisha. It's not mentioned over here, but in Parshas Mishpatim, we have the pasuk of b'chorishu b'kotzir tishbos. So it's mentioned as an asay, b'chorish tishbos, not as a lav. So there, it's iser d'oraisa without malchus. And we have netiya, in other words, as a kalvachomer. If zmira, if pruning a tree is aser, kalvachomer, planting a tree is aser, but since it's a kalvachomer, so therefore we have no malchus. And then, in other words, so those are all d'oraisa, you know, it's four with malchus, another two without malchus. And then we have a whole list of other avodas hakarka that are aser d'rabbanan, any avoda that helps things to grow, hashka, irrigating, zibul, fertilizing, idur, hoeing, sequel, removing stones, etc., etc. Mainaf gemino, whether something is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, so sugya moed katan and daf gimel, that which is that all malachos are asur, be they d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, all malachos are asur l'avruye peri, to promote growth, to enhance growth, all malachos are asur. However, when it comes to ukme, in terms of maintenance, so then malachos d'oraisa are asur, and malachos d'rabbanan are mutar. It's mutar to do malachos d'rabbanan to prevent irreparable damage, either qualitatively, quantitatively, to the field, to the tree, to the produce. And so what is going on currently around the yeshiva, all the gardeners who are here for the summer, so that they're, what they're trying to do is prepare whatever they can do preventatively to prepare now that they shouldn't have to do malachos during Shemitah, and then to only do those malachos that are necessary to maintain that which is there, that's permissible, as long as you're dealing with malachos drabanan. Most of what they do is watering and weeding, etc. They're allowed to do it for maintenance. And again, with that which is necessary, you know, it's where, what's the call? What is, in other words, if the damage is not going to be irreparable, then there's no heter. In other words, if the grass is only going to turn brown and it's not going to totally turn into a desert, so let it turn brown. It's not the end of the world, and then it'll, you know, turn back to green the following year. Where do you draw the line between irreparable damage and that which can be corrected? So that requires bikiyim, just like eating on Yom Kippur. You know, you have to ask a baki if you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, and he, you know, takes into account your physical situation and what damage will be, what damage won't be, etc. Who had been over here? So you need bikiyim. There's a concept of rov bikiyim, It's a judgment call which should be done by someone also who is not only a baki in terms of agriculture, but someone also who's a yerei shamayim and has a sense of what Shemitah is. The same way that that you would ask a shaila on Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur, you wouldn't only ask the doctor. You go with the doctor's information to the rabbi and say, the doctor told me kach v'kach. The rabbi will ask, well, is the doctor yerei shamayim? And let's ask the doctor who's yerei shamayim, who will take into account factors that perhaps the other doctor wouldn't have taken into account. Okay, so be aware, that's all that which goes on in the field. But I distinguish between Doraisa and Drabanan. The question is, what is the status of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh? So here we have a Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amoraim, Machlokas Rishonim, and Machlokas Achronim. Okay, well, we do know that there was a period in history where Shemitah certainly was Doraisa, namely that when Yeshua conquered the land, after there was Kibush V'chiluk, then they began counting the years. So the 21st year after Yeshua conquered the land, that was the first Shemitah, and that was Doraisa. And Shemitah continued Doraisa until the Golus of part of the Aseres HaShvatim. That's the first Golus of Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe, that first Golus by Malchei Ashur. That's what broke. That's what broke Yovel. The Rambam in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel in Perek Yud Halacha Ches says Mishegala Yud Ches Mishegala Shevet Reuven v'Shevet Gad v'Chatzi Shevet Menashe Batlu Hayovos Shenema Ukrosim Dror Ba'aretz L'Chol Yoshveha. Bizman shekol yoshveha aleha. Bizman shekol yoshveha aleha. Or is that Yovel isn't a question of bifnei habayis or shelo bifnei habayis. Yovel is a taloi on kol yoshveha aleha, and that broke at some point in Jewish history. What happened to Shemitah when Yovel broke? That's a machlokes tanoim. The Chachamim say nothing happened to Shemitah. Shemitah remained Doraisa. Yovel fell off. Yovel, we have this din of L'chol Yoshveha, Kerasim Dror. So Yovel falls off, and Shemitah remains. However, Rav Yehuda Hanasi, this is Gemara both in Moed Katan and Daf Beis Amid Beis, the sugi is also in Gitin and Daf Amid Vav Amid Beis. Rebbe made a linkage, and there's a question, what did Rebbe mean by his linkage? Rebbe Omer, I'll just read to you the language of the Gemara, V'zed dvar hashmita shamot, b'shtei shmitot hakasuv medaber. Ach hashmitas karka, v'ach hashmitas ksofim. Bizman sh'ata meshamed karka, ata meshamed ksofim. Bizman sh'i ata meshamed karka, i ata meshamed ksofim. Rebbe over here spoke in cryptic language, that he used euphemisms, idioms, to describe what he is talking about. When Rebbe says, v'zed dvar hashmita shamot, he's talking about Yovel and Shemitah. The Rebbe is calling Yovel Shemitah's Karka, because in Yovel there is unique halacha of the land returning to its original owners. So, Acha Shemitah's Karka means Yovel. The Acha Shemitah's Ksafim, that means Shemitah. That's something that happens every seventh year. But the land returning to its owner, that's only once every 50 years. So, Bizman Sha'ata Meshamet Karka, when we have Yovel, atam eshamet ksafim. Ubizman, then we have Shemitah. Ubizman she'i atam eshamet karka, when there is no Yovel, I atam eshamet ksafim. The Rebbe said that the Torah creates this linkage between these two Shemitot of the 50-year cycle and the 7-year cycle. So here we have a problem. Firstly, how do we paskin? It's Rebbe against the Chachamim. Secondly, if we paskin like Rebbe, what exactly did he mean by his linkage? And what is the status of Shemitah's Karka Bizman Hazeh? So we have a Machlokes Rishon on each point. How do we paskin? So the Ramban says, Rebbe Yichidoihi. Right? So Yalchid V'Rabbi, we paskin like Rabbana. So Shemitah Bizman Hazeh remains Doraisa. That's the Shita of the Ramban in the Milchamos. And the Sefer, well, actually, it's called the Sefer Aschus. Almost all other Rishonim say no. Here we paskin like Rebbe. We have a Kabbalah that here we paskin like Rebbe. But what did Rebbe mean? So there's a Shita of the Beis Yosef that Rebbe meant that which he said, that we link Shemitah to Yovel, but only on the level of Shemitas Ktafim. That since he used the phrase Shemitas Ktafim, he meant that that Shemitas Ktafim and Yovel are related one to the other. When you have Yovel, you have Shemitas Ktafim. When you have no Yovel, you have no Shemitas Ktafim. But Shemitas Karka, that remains the Oraisa, even without Yovel. That's the Beis Yosef. However, most Rishonim learned that Rebbe is talking in an idiom and a euphemism on both phrases. Shemitas Karka means Yovel, and Shemitas Ktafim means Shemitah. And therefore, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is not Doraisa. Since we have no Yovel Bizman Hazeh, most Rishonim say Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, we pass on like Rebbe, is not Doraisa. But what is it? So here we have a two-way Machlokes Rishonim. Chach Provence, led by the Baal Hamora, said, well, just like Yovel disappeared, so also Shemitah disappeared. Bizman She'iyata Meshamed Karka. There's no Yovel at all Bizman Hazeh. So therefore, Iyata Meshamed Ksafim, there's no Shemitah Karka at all Bizman Hazeh, Mi'ikar Hadin. And that, which we do, is simply Midas Chasidus. That there's a Midas Chasidus to go Ki'ilu, that there is Shemitah, that it shouldn't be forgotten, because like a Zecher L'Churban, a Zecher L'Mikdash, but not even on the level of a Drabban, and simply on the level of a Midas Chasidus. However, most Rishonim, all of Chachmei Svarad, Chachmei Ashkenaz, not Chachmei Provence, Provence was swept over, historically and over here halachically, most Rishonim hold that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Drabbanan. Yovel disappeared, Ubizman She Iyata Meshamed Karka, when there's no Yovel, then Iyata Meshamed Ksafim, there's no Shemitah Midoraisa, but there is Shemitah Midrabbanan. But again, you see that this is certainly not very, very clear. And then there is a whole pulmus, Svarim have been written, and what is the Rambam Shita? Where does the Rambam fit in? We know the Rambam very often was an iconoclast and followed, didn't necessarily follow the Masoret of Sfarad. What did the Rambam hold over here in terms of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh? But since the Frankel Rambam came out, L'chora, it's a closed book. We know what the Rambam held, because he says it black on white, that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Drabbanan. You could compare it Yud, Halachates, and the Frankel Rambam. The regular Rambam, Bemet, it's very, very, very unclear exactly what the Rambam held. Now, how do we paskin nowadays in this machlokas rishonim? So that's a machlokas achronim, and it has a lot of relevance. We'll see to the question of the heter mechira. This machlokas achronim is relatively recent vintage. Namely, this is at the time that that the yishuv re-began in Eretz Yisrael. Bilu beis Hashem neilech b'or Hashem. Left out a little bit. At that time when Shivat Zion began in earnest, so the question came about what to do with Shemitah in the colonies. And so the Beis Halevi, and followed by the Netziv, they said there's nothing to talk about, and as we'll see later on why, because Shemitah's Karkav Zman Hazeh is Doraisa. It's Doraisa. We pass them like the Ramban, that the Shemitah's Karka Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. The Beis Halevi is the first, it's a long, long section in Chelek Gimel of the Beis Halevi, Aleph. Chelek Gimel Aleph, that's where he has his tshuva on Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. Most achronim, that include the Chazon Ish and Rav Kook, hold that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Drabbanan. You could still hold Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Drabbanan and still have machlokas about Hetem Achira. But there's nothing to talk about Hetem Achira if Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa, as we'll point out in a few minutes. Okay, but just three important points. One, simply in terms of our talking, one to the other, one should never say Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only Drabbanan. You could say Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Drabbanan, that's correct, but not only Drabbanan. No one says Chanukah Bizman Hazeh is only Drabbanan. Purim Bizman Hazeh is only Drabbanan. That's not the way we talk. Basar Of B'chol Bizman Hazeh is only Drabbanan, right? It's Melichas Basar is only Drabbanan. No one speaks that way. We speak it's Drabbanan. So over here also, put it in the proper context, it's Drabbanan. A. B, the Beis Halevi pointed out that even if we're going to paskin like Rebbe, that there is a linkage, B'chol zot, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh should be the Oraisa because there is an Amana, namely that that Tanakh doesn't end with Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Tanakh ends with Divrei Hayamim, and right before Divrei Hayamim we have Sefer Nechemiah, And in Sefer Nehemiah, when Klal Yisrael returned to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah and began to rebuild the Bayis Sheni, they took upon themselves an amana. They took upon themselves a covenant that they're going to keep certain mitzvos. One of those mitzvos is Shemitah. So even if one wants to say that Shemitah, Bizman HaZeh, L'chora, could be drabon, because there's no Yovel, but that amana was meant L'dorot, and an amana, a bris, has the status of a D'oraisa, if you want to, it's like a neder that was taken L'dorot, or Shvua that was taken L'dorot, and so you can say for Nehemiah, in Perek Yud, the beginning of the Perek, for those who learned Perek Yomi, it's today's Perek Rakim. Okay, it's very, very special. Ubechol Zot, there is a very nice cycle, since most of us who went to YU never learned Tanakh. So, you know, if you're planning to be rabbis, it's a little silly to be a rabbi not to have ever gone through Tanakh. So there is a cycle that if you begin on Simchas Torah with Yoshua Perek Aleph Bet, and you do two Prakim of Nach a day, then when you get back to Hoshana Rabbah, you will finish Divrei Hayamim. Okay, so that's the cycle. And I put the list on my table of the various Yomi cycles. It's a yearly cycle. You go through Tanakh every year. I just have to warn you that when you get to Nevi'im Rishonim, Nevi'im Achronim, it gets a little difficult. And when you get to Mishlei to do two prakim a day, it comes out during summer vacation, Basheret, so you can spend, you know, like 4 or 5 hours doing two prakim of Mishlei a day. But you know, Yoshua Shoftim Melachim, you know, that's Shmuel, that's, you can get into it, really. Okay, so when you get to Nehemiah, ubechol zot anachnu korsim amana v'kosvim ala chasum sareinu levi'enu v'kohaneinu. And what was this? What was the amana? The amei ha'aretz ha'mevi'im et ha'mekachot v'kol shever b'yom ha'shabbos limkor lo nikach behem b'shabbos u'b'yom ha'kodesh. We're not going to purchase anything any longer. We're going to close our businesses on Shabbos and Yontif. V'nitosh et shnat et ha'shana ha'shvi'it u'masa kol yad. And we're going to keep Shemitah's karka, and we're going to keep Shemitah's ksafim. That's how we came into Eretz Yisrael. So it's an amana. Third point is just that there is simply a mistake in conventional wisdom. I said that Yovel falls off when we no longer have a situation of kol yosheveha aleha. Right? That was the Rambam in Perek Yud, Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. So one would say, well, we know Rubo Kukulo, and soon, I think within the next 5 years, Yitachen, that we're going to have rove Jews in the world that are going to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's very, very close currently. It's like, I think now it's 40%, 45% are in Eretz Yisrael, and with the assimilation in America and the growth in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to hit rove. So people say, we're going to have Yovel again. We're going to go back to Eved Ivri and Ger Toshav, etc. No, it doesn't say that. It says, Bizman shekol yosheveha aleha, v'hu shelo yumu'uravim shevet v'shevet elakulon yoshvin ketiknan. In order to have Yovel, we have to go back that Reuven is going to be in over there in Eivor HaYarden, and Shimon is going to be near Yehuda, and in other words, and Binyamin is going to be in Yerushalayim. That's what's required. And since none of us, or at least most of us, except for the Bnei Yisachar, most of us don't know what shevet we've come from. You know why the Sefer is called Bnei Yisachar? That the author of the Sefer, Bnei Yisachar, was once in a carriage with driving with the Chozeh Milublin. And he told the Chozeh Milublin that he felt a unique aliyas neshama during Hanukkah. And Hanukkah, l'chora, is the yontif of the Kohanim and the Levim, right, in terms of Matisyahu Banav. And so why does he feel he's not a Kohen or a Levi? So the Chozeh told him that Hanukkah is also the yontif of Lomdei Torah, that's in terms of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and that you must be from Shevet Yisachar. So that's why he calls it Sefer, Bnei Yisachar. So in any case, since most of us don't know what Shevet we're from, So therefore, when Mashiach comes, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll have Yovel again, and then, you know, it's this question about Shemitah, we'll ask Mashiach exactly how to deal with it. Okay, so just, you know, it's don't, you know, it's going to be a wonderful thing. I think it'll be a terrible thing when most Jews are anti-Shalkus, it means that the Jews in America are so fast quickly disappearing. In other words, it's not because of Avas Mordechai, it's not because we're propagating so much here, but there's so much being lost there. Tov. Okay, we pointed out Shemitah begins on Rosh Hashanah, and since Shemitah is called Shabbos Lashem, we also have a din of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Shviyas. There's Halacha Moshe Misinai of Tosefes Shviyas of 30 days, but that is only part of Halacha Moshe Misinai is Bisman Habayis. So nowadays, Tosefes Shviyas is like Tosefes Shabbos, namely like a few minutes before Shemitah, a few minutes on Erev Rosh Hashanah, a few minutes before Rosh Hashanah, That's when Shemitah comes in, and Huadin afterwards, we just have a few minutes afterwards. The Yerushalmi in Sota, Yerushalmi at the end of the seventh parak of Sota says that if Shemitah is Shabbos, then you need Havdalah. Where do we have Havdalah on Shemitah? So Yerushalmi says that when you make Havdalah on Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, that's the Havdalah of Shemitah. What the Rishalmi implies is that when you make Kiddush this Rosh Hashanah, when you make Kiddush the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you should have in mind that you're making Kiddush not only for Rosh Hashanah, you're making Kiddush for Shnas Shabbos Lashem. Okay? And Hu Hadin, you should have in mind, it's pointed out, not mistaken by the Aderes, that when you say Shechianu for Rosh Hashanah, have in mind not only your wife's new dress and your new tie, and you know, I'm just joking. But have not only in mind the various fruits that you have, achule, have in mind Shemitah. You're making a Shechianu on Shemitah. It's a mitzvah which comes about cyclically, requires Shechianu. The only reason there's no Birkas HaMitzvah on Shemitah, after all, it's a mitzvah, be it the Raisa Drabanan, it's a mitzvah, there's only no Birkas HaMitzvah because the Rashba has a tshuva on those mitzvahs who don't have a bracha, is because it's ein bo maisa, it's a lo tiktzor, v'lo tiktzor, v'chulei, that basically we're dealing with yisurei lav, and that's why there's no birkas hamitzvah. Okay, where do we move from here? I'm sorry, in my shul I spoke, you know, we people have plans, and you know, so it's a big thing, you know, what do you do before Shemitah? But we're just talking about over here about. Okay, let's get over to questions of produce. Let's start with vegetables. Why am I starting with vegetables? Because we know that there are, even though Shemitah enters in to the land in terms of Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei. In a few minutes before Aleph Tishrei in terms of Tosefes. However, there are, in terms of what's considered to be Peros Shviyas, so there's a difference between Peros Ha'ilan and between grains and between vegetables. That Peros Ha'ilan are determined by Chanata. Their year, whether they're the peros of year one of the Shemitah cycle, year six of the Shemitah cycle, year seven of the Shemitah cycle, is determined by chanata. Chanata means that those peros that bud during the seventh year, those are peros shviyas, which means that all the fruits that you're going to be seeing in the stores from now until Purim, approximately, all those fruits are still peros shishas. They budded last winter. The peros that are going to bud, peros bud generally during the winter, so the earliest fruits are going to come out, peaches and plums, around Purim time. And apricots will come out about Pesach time. And then apples will come out about Lag BaOmer. And the grapes are going to come out, in other words, sometimes towards next June. That's the cycle. In other words, and the citrus fruits, Hu Hadin, you're going to be seeing the citrus fruits also, around, from Pesach time and onwards. So we have time to talk about Peros. That's a bit off. Esrog is somewhat unique. Those who learned the Sugya, both in Sukkah and in Rosh Hashanah. There's a question as to whether Esrog, since it's Godel al Kol Mayim, it needs a tremendous amount of irrigation, whether we view it like a fruit of a tree, and it should go after the Chanata, or whether we view it like a vegetable and should go after Lakita, it's being picked. And so we basically paskin by Esrog and goes after Chanata. Namely, that the problem of Esrog Shemitah is next, a year from now, not now. In Sukkot Tavshin Nun Tet, that's where you're going to have a problem of Esroge Shemitah. However, since there is a day that Esrog goes after Lakita, so what all the Pardesim are doing is they're being located Esroge before Rosh Hashanah. Right? So this year's Esrogim should be a little more yellow. Usually in the Chutz La'aretz Esrogim, they were the first ones who were picked, sent to Chutz La'aretz. And Eretz Yisrael, they picked them mamish, you know, it's from until Sukkot, so some of them are still relatively green. But this year they should be being picked before Rosh Hashanah, just for that on that side. Okay, so Peros Ha'ilon go after Chanata. Tvua Kitnios, what we call grains, those go after Shlish Gidul. Shlish Gidul also brings us till after Pesach. So in terms of fruits and grains, it's only going to be an issue in the second half of the year. But Yerukos, as we hinted at when we built up with Esrog, those are determined by Lakita. And so from Tzom Gedalia on, we can have produce of Yerukos, of Shemitah, in the stores. If a Yerek was picked on Tzom Gedalia, that's already being picked on Shemitah, then that Yerek has the status of a Yerek of Shemitah. What is the problem? So the problem is twofold. A, we have certain dinim of how to eat a fruit, how to eat the produce of Shemitah. That we'll talk about not today. That we'll talk about another next week. The dinim of Kedusha Shvius, what you can do to the vegetable, what you can't do to it, what if you leave over the vegetable, what do you do with the remainder, etc. But leaving that aside, we have a tremendous problem called Sfichin. What is Sfichin? Sfichin is an Isur Drabanan. I'll just read you the Rambam in Perek Dalad Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel Halacha Aleph. Kol Shetotzi Ha'aretz Bishana HaShviyit Bein min hazera shenafal mikodem shviyit Bein min ha'ikarim shenikzru mikodem v'chazru v'na'asu Shnehem nikroim safiach. Beimin ha'asovim v'yerokol shalom e'alehen ve'elahem zera. Hakol muter lo'ochol min ha'Torah. The Torah says, v'yeso shabbas ha'aretz lachem lo'ochla. Namely, there shouldn't be a problem of eating that which is picked during Shemitah. We may have to eat in a certain manner, but it shouldn't be, and it has to be picked maybe in a certain manner, but eating, it's muter to eat. That's what you're supposed to eat. Afilu sada shenitayeva b'shviyas v'tzom klapei roseh mutar b'achila. Even what we call shomor v'nevad is muter b'achila. But if one is kotzer ma'at ma'at, so one's allowed to eat. That's all the oraisa. However, midivrei sofrim shiukol hasvichin asurin ba'achila. We have a drabanon that which is picked during Shemitah is asur ba'achila. V'lama gazru aleihem ne'ovrei avera. Okay, so we have then this Isur Drabanan, that which is picked during Shnasa Shemitah is Asur, even though Midaraisa it's Mutar. At least people go ahead and plant during Shemitah and then say, oh, you know, it just grew on its own, or it was planted from before, etc. So to prevent such a scenario, Chazal Asur Tzvichin. So what then can we eat? You know, this is not a question of how to eat it or how to pick it. This is that it's Asur to eat. So what then can we eat? So the first thing that we will eat are vegetables that were picked during the sixth year and then put in refrigerators. Namely, what everyone is doing now is putting aside a good part of the crops into refrigerators. So this is going to be very good and take us through most of the year in terms of potatoes and in terms of carrots and in terms of corn and onions. that this is pretty much, there are these huge storehouses that are full of this produce currently that are going to be meted out during a good part of the Shemitah year. But the problem is basically tomatoes and cucumbers. We call an Israeli salad, right? Tomatoes and cucumbers don't have that long a life in refrigeration. We can pull it maybe a month or two. But after that, what are we going to do? So the second option, again, going in terms of preference, so that which was picked during the sixth year, you can buy normally and you can use normally, no problems. And the kitchen, of course, is going to make a preference of using of that produce as long as it exists. Kitchen meaning downstairs. The second is what's called matzah menutak b'chamama, translated into English, flower pots in a greenhouse. Here, again, in the Yom Iyun, if some of you attended it, the Rav who came from Alon Shvut, what was his name? Rav Rimon, right. He's Tzadik Yisod Olam. Probably everyone said it. Rav Rimon, Tzadik Yisod Olam. He's a Tzadik Yisod Olam. Just thinks about the klal all the time. So Rav Rimon spoke about this at great length, but not all of you were there, so I will just go over some of the things that he said. We have a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Orla points out that if you plant a tree inside of a house, and the house over here means that you have four poles and a covering. I mean, that's what we call a house. In other words, you're dealing with a covered area. If you plant a tree inside of a house, then it's chayav in Orla. Why? Because it's still considered Eretz Yisrael. It's Artzachem. That cover doesn't take away the fact that the tree is growing in Artzachem. However, says the Yerushalmi, it's patur from Maestros. Because in Maestros, we don't have the word Artzachem, but Aser Taser, kol tvuat zaracha hayotzei hasadeh. It may be Eretz, but it's not Sadeh. And then the Yerushalmi asks, well, what about Shemitah? Does Shemitah apply to that which is grown in a house, namely under a cover? On one hand, we said it's Artzachem. On the other hand, it's not Sadeh. What does Shemitah depend upon? So here we have a problem. That Shemitah, we find both phrases. V'shav saha aretz shabbas l'ashem, sadcha lo tizra kilayim. I mean, lo tizra v'karmacha lo tizmor. In other words, that Shemitah has these two phrases. And so the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, leaves it as a suffix. Comes along the Pa'as HaShulchan. The Pa'as HaShulchan, that's the Rav of Shklov, and Talmud of the Gra, who came in Aliyah, and who wrote a Hemshech to the Shulchan Aruch in terms of going deeply into the dinim of Zroim. So he says, okay, we have a suffix. Bizman Hazeh, according to most Achronim, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Drabanon. Suffix Drabanon Lekula. The Chazon Ish, one of the most powerful statements of the Chazon Ish, he goes very much against the Pasa Shulchan. He says, it's Mamish, he says it over twice. He says, this is a mistake. In other words, I agree, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Medrabanon. But the suffix of the Yerushalmi is a suffix Doraisa. The suffix of the Yerushalmi is what does the Torah mean by Shemitah? Shemitah Toloi in Sadeh or Shemitah Toloi in Aretz? It's Nizgalgil nowadays to a Nafgamina Midrabanan. But you have to paskin first on the suffix. The suffix, the Oraisa, should basically go Lechumra. And even though currently the Yisum, the application of the suffix, is in Drabanan Halacha, but it's not a suffix Drabanan. It's a suffix the Oraisa. Okay, so that's point A. So we have this question, what do we do with that which is grown in a house? According to Pasa Shulchan, it's mutter, misafek. According to the Chazon Ish, it's aser, misafek. But then we have another question, what about that which is grown in an otzitz she'eno nokuv during Shemitah? B'chol HaTorah Kula, otzitz nokuv, a flower pot that has a hole in it, has the status of karka. Otzitz she'eno nokuv is considered basically to be B'chol HaTorah Kula, Shabbos, in terms of Kilayim, Karka Midrabanan. What about Shemitah? What about Shemitah? Shemitah in an Otzitz She'eno Nakuv. So here, there's a Machlokes Achron. We don't find it mentioned in the Gemara. And Rosh Hashanah Zaman Orbach wanted to say, Al Pisvara, that maybe to be gozer Shabbos Trumos Amaisos Kilayim, that they were the Chazal were gozer, but they weren't gozer orla on that which grows in a flower pot. There's no concept of orla, even drabon, that which grows in a flower pot. So you see that there's a difference between that which comes about constantly and those questions that come about long range. So maybe Shemitah is more similar to Orla. It's a long range rather than short range, and therefore maybe Chazal were not gozer. They were only gozer. Generally, Gzeros Chazal are on the concept of Shchiach. Shchiach, in other words, every day you have questions of Shabbos, Trumos, and Maestros. But Orla, Shemitah, once every 7 years, once every 3 years, you know, it does. So it's a question. When you have the tziruf, when you have the tziruf of a bayis and an otzitz she'eno nakuv, here the Chazon Ish said, here already we can be mekel. His language is ha-mekel yeshlo ami l'smoch. Namely, that even if you want to say that a bayis is safek doraisa l'chumra, spekel l'chumra, but when we're dealing over here, that forget about the bayis, you're growing this in an otzitz she'eno nakuv, that is either mutter or drabanan. So over here, we can already apply Sveika Drabanan Lakula or Sveik Sveika. Certainly, it's not over here a problem of Shavsa Ha'aretz. And that's the way the Chazon Ish paskened the Ochel Maisa to his Talmid Rav Kalman Kahana, who was the head of Kibbutz Chafetz Chaim, the Rav of Kibbutz Chafetz Chaim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also paskened that way, Halacha L'maisa, and paskened L'chatchila. This is a way of Jews being able to grow produce during Shemitah, by growing it in a greenhouse, namely in a chamama that has walls and a roof, and in an otzitz she'eno nakuv. Rav Yashiv just added a few more chumras to be certain that there's not going to be over here a problem of kedushas shvius or of svichim, that the greenhouse should only be for the purpose of, in other words, that the greenhouse shouldn't make it grow better. It could be that maybe there shouldn't be bugs in the fruit, but it shouldn't grow better. And certainly the greenhouse over here, most of these products, tomatoes or cabbage or lettuce, etc., grow much better not in a greenhouse. They much better under the sun. Secondly, that the flower pot should be sold to a goy, so that we'll see later on that there shouldn't be any problem of lo techaneim. And thirdly, that a goy should do the malachos de oraisa. In order not to get involved in any questions, which again is not a problem because generally in agriculture in Eretz Yisrael, most of these malachos are done by Thailandi workers in any case, even without Rebbe Yashiv. So therefore, if you see something which is sold in a store which comes from Matzah Menutak, namely the Otzis Sheino Nakuv, in a Chamama, and they'll write on the package Zri Ayyadei Goy. So l'chatchila, that can be purchased during Shnas HaShemitah, can be eaten regularly. There's no Kedusha, there's no Din of Svichin, of course, and that is certainly a second alternative. In other words, so l'chatchila, you can eat fruit that was picked in the sixth year, you can eat fruit that was grown and picked during the entire seventh year in this combination. And, yes? Coming to that in a minute. Okay. Now the question is, well, maybe we have another category. In other words, up to now the category I spoke about were things that don't have kedusha shviyas and no isur svichin at all. Can we have a middle category where we'll be careful about kedusha shviyas, but at least get rid of isur svichin, get rid of the isur achila? So here the Rambam already offers some alternatives. The Rambam over there in Perek Dalad, Hilchos Shemitah V'Yom, we talked about Svichin, points out, Kol shehechziku bo olei bavel, asur ba'avod v'kol shmichin shetzomchin bo asurin ba'achila, v'kol shelo hechziku bo ela olei mitzrayim bilvad, then, even though it has the dinim of Kedusha Shviyas, but Svichin shetzomchin bo mutarin ba'achila, you're allowed to eat it. In other words, namely that Eretz Yisrael has two gvulot that we have. Right? If this is Eretz Yisrael, so in the time of Olei Mitzrayim, in the time of Yeshua, right, they were kodesh all the way down to Eilat. Right, they were kodesh all of Eretz Yisrael, and so this was the kibush of Olei Mitzrayim. But the kibush of Olei Bavel was basically this square. This was the kibush of Olei Bavel. So in this square, here we have the Isur Svichin.
But over here and here, we still have Kedusha Shvi'is. This is Eretz Yisrael, but no Yisr Svi'chin. Chazal weren't gozer, the Yisr Svi'chin in this area. So therefore, below a certain latitudinal line, right? So the fruit coming from what's called Drom Ha'arava, that will have Kedushat Shvi'it, but will not have the Iser of Svi'chin. How to eat it, we'll talk about how to eat it, but at least you can eat it. So that's a possibility, and then the kitchen would put this big sign, this is Kedusha Shvi'it, but it can be eaten. Hu Hadin, okay, so that's another option. And then we have also fruit, which in this area is grown by non-Jews. Right? In other words, if an Arab has a field in Abu Ghosh near Yerushalayim, and he grows tomatoes, so those tomatoes, the Chora, in terms of Kedusha Shvi'it, we'll talk about what their status is, but there's no Yisr Svi'chin. There's no Yisr Svi'chin on that which is grown by a goy. Okay. So then we have the question of what Chaim raised. What about that which we planted Erev Shvi'is and it's picked during Shvi'is? Does that have an Yisr Svi'chin? Namely, the Yisr Svi'chin clearly is on that which grew during Shvi'is. What if we know it grew during Shishis and it's just picked during Shvi'is? Does that have an Yisr Svi'chin? That's a machlokas the Rambam and the Rash Mishantz in the Mishnayis in Shvi'is. The Rambam says it's Asur, but the Rash Mishantz in Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, paskins it's Mutar, and that's the mainstream Shita of the Rishonim. The Ramban and Chumash also paskins that way. Chazanish paskins that way. And therefore, as long as we have something that began to grow during the sixth year, and began to grow, according to the Chazon Ish, is just even Nevita, simply the budding above the ground, that has Kedusha Shvi'is without Svi'chin. Okay, so we have then, over here, we're dealing with a number of categories. That which has... Okay, we have two problems. Svi'chin is an Iser Achila. Kedusha Shvi'is means that we're limited in terms of how we eat it, but we can eat it. So if we're dealing with things that were grown and picked in the sixth year, so there's no svi'chin, of course, and no kedusha shvi'is, even though they're kept in the refrigerator during the seventh year. Okay, that's certainly fine. Hu hadin, if we're dealing with the matzah menutak and in the hamama, those have neither isur svi'chin nor kedusha shvi'is. Those can be grown during the seventh year. They're not being grown in sadeh, and they're not even being grown in aretz. They're being grown in air, right? And that is, again, the Chazon Ish paskin leheter, Rosh Hashanah and Or paskin leheter. I know that there are poskim who are machmir, but certainly one can be samach on this lechatchila. Then we have categories that are from the Drom Arava, which is from the part of Eretz Yisrael, which is conquered by Olei Mitzrayim, and not Olei Babel. There's no Yisr Svi'chin, but you have to be careful how you eat it. Here we're talking again the whole time about Yerakot, talking about vegetables. Fruits we'll deal with separately. This is Yerakot. Then we have that which is grown by Goyim. That doesn't have an Isur Svi'chin. Does it have Kedusha Shvi'is or not? That we'll have to see, right? What is the status of fruit grown, of vegetables grown by Goyim in Eretz Yisrael? And then we have that which is goes from the sixth into the seventh. Namely, it's planted in the sixth and begins to grow in the sixth. In other words, it already begins to bud in the sixth. And it's picked in the seventh. That is a machlokas rishonim. But most poskim say there's no Yisr Svi'chin. But it does have, of course, Kedusha Shvi'is because it's nilkat in the Shana HaShvi'is. Over here we have the question, and with this we'll end off for today, in terms of what is the halacha of that which goyim grow in Eretz Yisrael? What is the halacha in terms of trumos, maestros, shvi'is? What's the status of the produce which is grown in Eretz Yisrael by a goy? Actually, so since it's not lemaisa, let's call it a date currently, and we'll start with, and next time we'll start with what is the status of that which is grown by a goy, then move over to the heter mechira, which is based on a certain understanding of this question.
why there is such a pulmus over the heter mechira, and then how do we eat b'kedusha shviyas? Okay, that's basically what we're left with, and then to move over. All right, okay. So next bleed, I think you do it in one more shiur. So a week from today, it's still okay. You know, you'll live with it. It's still before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's it.